one-time NXT Women's Champion, five-time WWE Raw Women's Champion, one-time WWE SmackDown Women's Champion, two-time WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, the fourth WWE Women's Triple Crown Champion, the third WWE Women's Grand Slam Champion, winner of Match of the Year multiple years in a row, Slammy Award winner, she has won Bumpies. She has been Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Woman of the Year in 2015, a part of Pro Wrestling's Illustrated Tag Team of the Year in 2020, ranked number 2 of the top 50 female wrestlers in the PWI Female 50 in 2016, ranked number 3 of the top 50 tag teams in the PWI Tag Team 50 in 2020. She has held the Match of the Year in 2015 versus Bayley at NXT TakeOver Respect, among many other different awards in WWE and pro wrestling. Ladies, gentlemen, my non-binary friends, it is I, Josh Robinson, here for Love Wrestling, and today it's the legacy of Sasha Banks. Widely regarded as one of WWE's best professional wrestlers in the company, certainly on the female side of things, there's an argument that Sasha Banks is the absolute best when it comes to professional wrestlers. Now, this is going to be a little bit of a different approach here, what I'm about to do here with this legacy of. Last week, we had the legacy of ECW. We've done many different legacy ofs over the last few months here on Love Wrestling. Now, instead of just going through with the retrospective of Banks' career, it speaks for itself. There's not really much I can say other than just rehashing what she's done. Instead of doing that, I'm going to give you some personal things that relate to Banks and what it meant to me in her time in NXT and now on WWE programming, and what it actually means to me and to professional wrestling as a whole, because we live in this kind of world where everything kind of goes pretty quickly and we move at a pretty rapid pace, and we're not actually taking in and really savoring the moments and the stuff that we're actually watching when it comes to professional wrestling, because it moves so fast. When you go through all of her accolades like I did at the beginning of this episode, you've noticed that Banks has done a lot of things, and that wasn't everything. She has been the first woman to main event WWE pay-per-view. She's been to main eventing NXT TakeOver. She's had the longest match, women's match in WWE history with Bayley. She's had match of the year with Bayley. She's had match of the year with, probably this year, with Bianca Belair. She's the first woman to main event WrestleMania in a one-on-one capacity. The very first time ever that black women have main evented WrestleMania. Banks has done so much. And I don't know if there's many words that can really do it justice just coming from my mouth, just kind of rehashing what she's done. Now, of course, we're going to go through and have a little bit of a look at her career and what she's done, and especially where she started in NXT, being one of the pillars of the original NXT, being one of the pillars of the original NXT Women's Division and what it grew into, and it still is relevant in today's pro wrestling landscape throughout all of wrestling, not just WWE. There's hints of that original NXT and what it did for wrestling as a whole. We talk about, you know, women and what they've done in the business in the last 7-8 years, and you can't really look at the women and what they've done in these last years without talking about Sasha Banks. She is truly one of the best, and let's go through a little bit of a love letter to Sasha Banks. I remember sitting and watching NXT on the WWE Network, or even before it was on the network, really. This was before the network was really a thing, but for us here in Australia, it would air on just cable television. I know for a lot of you guys in the States, it would air on Hulu. But we were watching these kind of episodes, a little bit like the kind of situation we're in now with NXT 2.0 and how it kind of plays out. There's a lot of character building. It wasn't like super great wrestling every week. It had it on there, definitely. But it wasn't that on a consistent basis. It was building new stars that were eventually going to go onto the main roster. In 2012, 2013 is when Banks would really make a name for herself. She was one of those kind of, there's this kind of thing with NXT. It even still happens to this day of this kind of cycle of talent that are this just there to make others look better. They're not really buried or squashed, I would say. They were just there to have someone for the champion to wrestle, or someone that's on a much bigger trajectory than the person that's losing in the match. Banks was like that for a little while. She kind of entered a few different, like, little weird feuds with, like, Audrey Marie, and she was doing other things. But really what a lot of us remember is when she started working with Summer Rae and Charlotte Flair, the BFFs, the beautiful, fierce females. They would kind of go around, they were this three-person stable led by Summer Rae, who eventually kind of moved on to the main roster, and then Charlotte was in this. There was a lot going on, and then Charlotte becoming NXT Women's Champion. Sasha was kind of left to the side. You know what I mean? Like, the BFFs ran through and they were dominant. They were heels. They were doing what they were doing. But it did seem to be more stock in maybe Charlotte or even Summer Rae to a certain degree over Banks. And I don't know. I could imagine. I know Sasha's had many different interviews where she's kind of said, I want to be the best. So I could imagine she's sitting there going, I'm not going to get overlooked too much here because I'm talented and I'm the best and all of those things that she proclaims to be. Now, with Banks, it's like, when we really got to start to seeing Banks' work in the ring was when she entered a feud with Charlotte Flair over the NXT Women's Championship in the latter part of 2014. And this is where the Four Horsewomen would kind of start, I guess you could say, in a lot of ways. It was Becky, Bayley, Charlotte, and Sasha. And Charlotte and Sasha have always had this kind of really great chemistry, even in 2014, when they're not the performers they are in 2021. They were doing a lot of stuff that kind of went into the main roster work, and you could see elements of where they were going, and they were still growing, and it was just so cool to see that time. But Sasha would become NXT Women's Champion in a, I guess, kind of a now famous fatal four-way between the Four Horsewomen and NXT TakeOver Rival, and it was her one and only reign as NXT Women's Champion, because I guess NXT was a little different back then, going back and they kind of cycled through talent, and it was just time to come to the main roster. It wasn't about NXT, because NXT hadn't become what NXT was. It was starting to, and we were certainly seeing something different in NXT in 2015, especially when we move into TakeOvers becoming what they're known for today and becoming and going to arenas like NXT TakeOver Brooklyn, the very first one, which, by the way, I still think is the best NXT TakeOver ever, but I digress. Sasha and Bayley would do something that even me, who is, like, I'm very open about the fact that women's wrestling is my favorite part of wrestling, and it has been through all my life with wrestling. Just, I want women to succeed. I was not expecting what I seen at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn. It is kind of been talked about to the end of it. It's timeless in a sense, but I've talked about it a lot. A lot of people look to it as the greatest women's match of all time. I don't really look at it like that, because I think it is one of the greatest matches of all time, regardless of gender. I certainly was not expecting what we've seen. It truly is a masterpiece of a wrestling match. It's just everything just come together in that match. And it just was like this passing of the torch of Banks, who had already been caught up to the main roster at that point, kind of giving it to Bayley. And then just going in and not even knowing they would start a rivalry, a friendship, everything out of that match, both on and off screen. It was pretty damn cool to see. Now, it took a little bit for the main roster to get going with the women's division. You've seen the three come up, Becky, Charlotte, and Sasha. They'd have this three-on-three team war with Team Bad, Team Bella, and Team PCB. You know, it was what it was. I think it was an okay way to introduce these new characters, but it didn't really lead to a lot. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't really have stakes. There wasn't really what can you really do with nine people in a story, and they were just kind of wrestling. Yes, they were getting more time, and the matches were getting better in quality, but yeah, it didn't really lead to a lot. You had the SummerSlam match between the three teams, and there was a clear kind of divide with who they were really, I guess, projecting as who they wanted the best. Charlotte would win the Divas Championship from Nikki Bella in 2015, and that was, it would just kind of floated out. You eventually had stories come out of these, but again, at that time, there was really only still one women's story. They were trying to do more, and they were trying to use Banks and utilize different women. And again, they were getting more time, and it was a slow build. Now, when Banks really comes into this is after Charlotte had turned heel, thank God. She went against Becky for a little while, and then Banks would come into the picture in January at the Royal Rumble in 2016. Going into WrestleMania 32, the best match on the card is that triple threat match for the first ever WWE Women's Champion, which is still weird. I guess it was just of this era. I guess you could say Charlotte would win. Banks and Charlotte would go on to Raw, and they would, after the draft, and they would start to have a really long program, a really long rivalry with some really fantastic matches. That first episode of the New Look Raw after the draft was fantastic. They had a match at SummerSlam where they would kind of piggyback the championship back and forth. They had a match at SummerSlam, like I said, which was also fantastic. I don't think there's ever been a Banks and Charlotte match that I haven't really loved because they've all been really good. More main events on Raw, they were main eventing. They had the first ever Hell in a Cell match for women in WWE and main eventing the pay-per-view the same night, the first ever time that's been done. They had matches like a 30-minute Iron Woman match at Roadblock of that year. They would really work a lot. Falls Count Anywhere matches. And again, it was the really solid one rivalry that we had for not only women of WWE, but on Raw in that time. There was kind of people working with other people at the time, and they were consistently working with one another. And they had some damn good matches. I genuinely loved it. Sasha would go on to compete in more WrestleManias and more moments like that, working with other talent like Nia Jax. Bayley would eventually come into the fold. Sasha would, you know, predominantly for a little while, Sasha was a face. And I've never thought that Sasha was a better face than a heel. I think her natural element is to be a heel, but she does have kind of a rapport with an audience now where it's hard to boo Sasha because she's so good at what she does. But she would work with different kind of people. And I think this is pretty fair to say. There was a time where Sasha was floating. You had other people kind of at the top, like Alexa Bliss. Charlotte was always in the conversation for people at the top. She won the Raw Women's title in 2017. It was a very brief run with the title. She would kind of be paired with Bayley as a friend. They would always have this kind of weird tension. It was this weird, like, is one going to turn on the other? And then they would do it, and then they would pull back, and, you know, it was a different kind of time. She'd even compete at, like, the Women's Royal Rumble. She was the first ever entrant in the first ever Women's Royal Rumble, being number one, lasting for as long as she did. You know, she would compete at different things, work with people like Ronda Rousey, and do all these other things, but she was never the centerpiece. She was always just kind of like that little step below. Never really understood that, because she's so talented, but just doing other things, and she was kind of floating along. And I think a lot of people were waiting for an eventual heel run, and a lot of people waiting for her to be the one, you know, the poster child, the one that's kind of, it's all centered around. She would take she would work with Bayley, of course, becoming the first ever WWE Women's Tag Team Champions with Bayley. And then just, they would hold the titles for a little while before dropping them to the Iconics at WrestleMania 35. Banks would take a little bit of a break from wrestling, and we really didn't know. There was a lot of speculation around that time. Where is Banks going? Has Banks left the company? What is she injured? What's kind of going on? We'd learn later what it's about. She needed a mental break. She just needed some time away from wrestling to discover who she was as a human being again. But this is where I think her coming back in 2019 and working with Becky, she did, I think, some of her best work, and we were waiting for that NXT Sasha to return. A lot of people really waited for that and really held on to that. They were like, where is this NXT Sasha that everybody loved? I personally loved that original version of The Boss in NXT. That was my favorite work. She had this presence and aura surrounding her that I think did get a little lost in the first couple of years on her main roster run, especially when you're a babyface and it's hard to really maintain that level. But she'll come back in 2019, work with Becky, and have some incredible matches. Again, another Hell in a Cell match. She would do many different things with Becky, you know, and work with that before being eventually moved over to Friday Night SmackDown. And this is where her and Bayley were able to really work together as that heel dominant tag team that I think they always wanted. I think we always wanted from them. They were this kind of alliance, and it was, again, the kind of elephant in the room. Who's going to turn on who? When is this going to happen? And then I think COVID changed a lot of things, but when we speak about the pandemic era of wrestling, when we look back on it years and years, you know, in the future, and we look back at this time, Bayley and Sasha are going to be two of the people that come to my brain of being absolute superstars in this. They were over the top. They won, again, the Women's Tag Team Championships and had a run that was awesome in that time. And then we move into the Thunderdome and the turn finally happens and Bayley turns on Sasha, where a lot of people thought it would be Sasha on Bayley, but Bayley would turn on Sasha. They would have another Hell in a Cell match for Sasha Banks. Another great match, a near match of the year contender. Every time they get in the ring together, whether it's being a team, being opponents, it's magic. They just produce magic, and there's nothing better than what they do in the ring. There truly is. But Banks would have again get a run, or for the first time get a run at SmackDown Women's Champion, and actually defend a championship. All of these championship reigns she's had, she's a five-time Raw Women's Champion, has never defended it successfully. It's ridiculous, but she had a run with the SmackDown Women's Championship all the way from Hell in a Cell in 2020 up until WrestleMania 37, and she would lose the championship in the night one main event of WrestleMania. First two black women to main event WrestleMania, her and Bianca Belair. A phenomenal match, a match that I still hold in very high regard, as I haven't really seen too many matches that were better than that this year. I truly believe that. And just really, really fantastic work. And she would kind of, again, Banks would lose and then take a little bit more of a break. We would get our hopes up with a comeback and then going into SummerSlam with Belair and the rematch, and that didn't really... Well, it didn't happen. Becky would come back in her. We don't really know what happened there with Banks. Whether it was an injury, we don't really know. Again, she's back now. She's recently returned to television and now going into a championship match, which I suspect, at least the time of recording, that I think Banks will win and she'll be SmackDown Women's Champion again, maybe. Who knows? She's a member of SmackDown. She seems to be a star of SmackDown. Outside of wrestling, she's gained a lot of steam and a lot of momentum to her name being in The Mandalorian. I mean, there's not really many bigger franchises than Star Wars, or Disney for that matter, so pretty good place to be. And I think Banks has a pretty solid spot within WWE for as long as she pleases, because she has name value, she has notoriety, she has, again, momentum that a lot of people, especially females in this business, have never really gained. So an outside of wrestling appeal, who really knows what's happening with Sasha in the future and more acting stuff, but I always talk about how it's important to have a career outside of wrestling, because you never know when you're going to take your last bump, and she's really set herself up to be able to do stuff outside of wrestling, so more power to Miss Banks. That's going to do it for this week's episode of The Legacy Of. Thank you for all the love on last week's supersized episode of The Legacy Of ECW. It was a joy to really create. We're back to normal scheduled content. You know the schedule, I guess, for the rest of the month. Next week, it is The Legacy Of Molly Holly, who, if you know me, you know that it's my favorite wrestler ever. I love Molly Holly. We got The Legacy Of Victoria coming up at the end of the month, and then we go into November. Ooh, what have I got planned for that? I don't know. All my links for my stuff and Love Wrestling stuff will be in the description box below. Let me know what you think about Miss Sasha Banks in the comments below, as well as on Twitter. Give this some love. Like, share, subscribe, hit the bell for all of that kind of good stuff. Until next Monday here on Love Wrestling, my name is Josh Robinson. I'm signing off. Peace out.